From the 17th century to the present day, the poetry of Ireland is testimony to the power of the imagination to withstand the forces of history. With all the political emphases in this year of coming change, I've chosen to read Irish poems that speak of dreams, of gathering momentum, of the need for change. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. I'll start with a poem, The Mother, that will perhaps speak to those with loved ones who've been embroiled in combat overseas. The Mother is by Patrick Pearse, 1879 to 1916. I do not grudge them, Lord, I do not grudge my two strong sons that I have seen go out to break their strength and die, they and a few in bloody protest for a glorious thing. They shall be spoken of among their people, and generations shall remember them and call them blessed. But I will speak their names to my own heart in the long nights, the little names that were familiar once round my dead hearth. Lord, thou art hard on mothers. We suffer in their coming and their going. And though I grudge them not, I weary of the long sorrow. And yet I have my joy. My sons were faithful, and they fought. By Arthur O'Shaughnessy, 1844 to 1881, Ode. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems. With wonderful deathless ditties we build up the world's great cities, and out of a fabulous story we fashion an empire's glory. One man with a dream at pleasure shall go forth and conquer a crown, and three with a new song's measure can trample an empire down. We, in the ages lying in the buried past of the earth, built Nineveh with our sighing and Babel itself with our mirth, and o'erthrew them with prophesying to the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that is dying, or one that is coming to birth. To close, Valentin Ironmonger's poem, Icarus. As even today the airman, feeling the plane sweat, suddenly seeing the horizon tilt up gravely, the wings shiver, knows that for once Daedalus has slipped up badly, drunk on the job perhaps, more likely dreaming, high flyer, Icarus, head butting down, skidding along the light shaft's back, over the tones of the sea waves and the slipstream, heard the gravel-voiced stuttering trumpets of his heart. Senate among the crumbling courtyards of his brain, the mistake of trusting somebody else on an important affair like this. And while the flat sea approaching buckled into, avenues of acclamation, he saw the wrong story fan out into history. Truth undefined, lost in his own neglect. On the hills, the summer-shackled hills, the sun spanged all day. Love and the world were young and there was no ending. But Star Chaser, big time going, Chancer Icarus, like a dog on the sea lay, and the girls forgot him. And Daedalus, too busy hammering another job, remembered him only in pubs. No bugler at all sobbed taps for the young fool then, reported missing, presumed drowned, wing bones and feather on the tides, drifting in casually, one by one. On The Poet's Weave today, I've read Irish poems of dreams, momentum, and change. I am Jenny Kander.